In today's episode of Locked On Oilers, the Oilers look like they're going 11-7. Who is in and who is out? Plus, the Edmonton Oilers may have a controversy in the crease. Well, depends on who you ask. We will talk about that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, it looks like the Oilers will have a little bit of a different look when they line up against the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Who is in and who is out? We will talk about that in just a second. Also on today's episode, Stuart Skinner's getting the start against the Sabres tonight. Sounds like it is a scheduled start, but it hasn't stopped people from talking about the potential controversy in the crease. We will talk about that a little later on. Plus, the three things the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on over the next couple of games to really start this season going the way that they want to. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, let's get into the lines for the Edmonton Oilers. They have a little bit of a different look heading into the game against the Sabres tonight. Evander Kane skates alongside Connor McDavid and Kyler Yamamoto. Zach Hyman skates alongside Leon Draisaitl and Jesse Puljujärvi. Dylan Holloway is on the third line with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Warren Fogle. The fourth line consists of Devin Shore and Ryan McLeod. There's your 11 forwards, as the Edmonton Oilers will not have a full fourth line tonight. At least that sounds like the plan. Now on the back end, the pairings are about the same as they were. Darnell Nurse with Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak alongside Tyson Barrie, Ryan Murray with Evan Bouchard, and Markus Niemelainen making his season debut tonight against the Sabres, being the seventh defenseman, and of course, Stuart Skinner starts between the pipes. Let's talk about what's going on that seventh pairing or seven defenseman there for the Edmonton Oilers. Is I think what we're going to see with the seventh defenseman, we will have a little bit of a jumbling of the pairings here. But we can expect to see at points, I believe, a Tyson Barrie and Ryan Murray pairing and a Brett Kulak and Evan Bouchard pairing. Now, what that says to me, or at least what I see that as, is I don't think Evan Bouchard and Ryan Murray have been fantastic together. They were all right in the first game. Ryan Murray had a fantastic first game of the season. But other than that, both players were minus three in the first 10 minutes and 18 seconds of that game until Ryan Murray assisted on Ryan McLeod's first goal of the season, and then he was a minus two. Other than that, that pairing didn't do too well, especially defensively. At the same time, those are also two not so physically imposing guys. And you look at the first and fourth goal against the Calgary Flames, both of those goals are where the other team's forwards outmanned the Edmonton Oilers defensemen. Now Markus Niemelainen steps in, and I have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to be as easy do that against Markus Niemelainen in the lineup. Now for the Edmonton Oilers forwards, what you can really get out of the forward group is flexibility. Ryan McLeod and Devin Shore on that fourth line honestly, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will be on that line at some point. That means that points will have Devin Shore, Connor McDavid, and Ryan McLeod. Devin Shore, Leon Draisaitl, and Ryan McLeod. Devin Shore, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Ryan McLeod. All possibilities for the Edmonton Oilers on that fourth line. That also gives an opportunity for guys like Dylan Holloway. Maybe Dylan Holloway gets an extra shift with that fourth line and have a line of Devin Shore, Ryan McLeod, and Dylan Holloway. You can also then bring Ryan McLeod to the second line and play McLeod, Nugent, Hopkins, Fogle. And then Shore, X, put center here, and Dylan Holloway. The Edmonton Oilers now have options in that top, in the forward group. And that is what the Edmonton Oilers really excel in, especially when you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl up the middle. Especially when you have guys like Evander Kane, Kyler Yamamoto, Jesse Puljujärvi, and Zach Hyman. Because you can come out with a third line of Dylan Holloway, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Warren Fogle. And then you can come out with a line of Connor McDavid, Devin Shore, and Ryan Nugent or Ryan McLeod. Or what this also gives you is flexibility to play, if the Edmonton Oilers need it, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Evander Kane, and then come back with a line of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Kyler Yamamoto, and Zach Hyman. And then follow that up with Ryan McLeod, Dylan Holloway, and Jesse Puljujärvi. Those are three very solid lines to come out back to back to back. And then you don't really spend too much time with those players being in the wrong position or on the wrong line, that you can then respond with a McDavid, Kane, and Yamamoto line and have all your lines intact once again. That flexibility is key for the Edmonton Oilers, especially, again, when you have guys like McDavid, Draisaitl, Nuge, and McLeod up the middle. The Edmonton Oilers need that fierceness in the back with Marcus Niemelainen. Get that tonight for the Edmonton Oilers as they face off against the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7 o'clock in Rogers Place. As mentioned, in between the pipes for the Edmonton Oilers, Stuart Skinner, as it sounds like it is a scheduled start for him, but for some people it doesn't seem that way. Let's talk about if there is potentially a controversy in the net. I'm not saying that there is already, but if there is, not now, but potentially in the future, how comfortable is everybody with Skinner in? We will talk about that in just a second, but first I want to tell you about our partners over at Built. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. Ready? Delicious, indulgent cookie dough covered in chocolate. That's right, Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite cookie dough chunk puffs. They have a light and chewy texture with real cookie dough chunks, and of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of actually making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories and have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Plus, what's great about Built is that all their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is actually good for you. Just head to built.com, and use the promo code LOCKEDON15, that is 1-5, to get 15% off your next order. That is promo code LOCKEDON15, get 15% off your next order at built.com. Alrighty, moving on to the crease for the Edmonton Oilers. As mentioned, Stuart Skinner getting the start for the Oilers tonight against the Buffalo Sabres. A scheduled start for Skinner, but that hasn't stopped people from wondering whether or not Stuart Skinner should be the guy or can be the guy for the Edmonton Oilers. Now, Jack Campbell got the start against the Vancouver Canucks in the season opener, as he should have. And then got the start against the Calgary Flames. Finish it. Stuart Skinner came in during that game in relief of Jack Campbell. I believe I messed that up. If I did mess that up, excuse me. I meant to say Jack Campbell played that game. But either way, Stuart Skinner did come into that game and pitched a perfect game. 31 saves for him in what was technically a shutout for Stuart Skinner. It won't say so on the score sheet, but a perfect 31 of 31. Seven of those saves coming on the penalty kill for the Edmonton Oilers. Those were big. The Edmonton Oilers were very close to coming back into that game thanks to Stuart Skinner. I'm not saying that the Edmonton Oilers should now put Stuart Skinner as their starting goaltender and all this and that, the other thing. I'm sure people are already quick to go, yeah, he doesn't need to be the goaltender. Because apparently those people don't understand. But either way, can't deny that what Stuart Skinner did against the Calgary Flames was very impressive. Even Daryl Sutter went, what, their goaltender? And you can't deny that, well, the numbers don't lie, that Jack Campbell hasn't had the start that everybody expected him to. A 5.98 goals against average and a save percentage of 8.51. Not one of a starting goaltender, unless your name is. It's not it. But at the same time, those are the numbers of two games. And if you take a look at the goals against Jack Campbell in those two games, can't really blame Jack Campbell for many, if any of them. First and fourth goal against the Calgary Flames, he made the initial save and the defenseman just got outpowered, outworked in front of their own net. And the puck went into the net. As mentioned, if that's Marcus Niemelainen doing that and he's in front of the net, then I'm pretty sure 5'2" Dylan Dubé isn't there jamming the puck into the back of the net. But he wasn't, and despite the fact that Jack Campbell made the initial save, his defenseman couldn't be there to bail him out. Brett Kulak blows a tire at the faceoff dot. And now what? Now, one of the fastest players in the NHL has a breakaway from the faceoff dot and leaves your goaltender just. He can't do anything. He can't do anything. He's just facing a guy who's coming off, what, a 90 plus point season? And you just go, ah, good luck. And then go and blame him for the goal. The Michael Stone goal, sure, people can go, oh, well, you should have saved that. It was an absolute snipe through a couple of bodies. It was a perfect shot. I know people are scared to give the other team some sort of upset in any point, but that was not on Campbell. That was a fantastic. Same thing against the Vancouver Canucks. Kuzmenko comes in and finds open space and his wide open back door. Nothing Campbell can really do other than react. The giveaway, blatant giveaway by Dylan Holloway. I shouldn't say. But it was a big giveaway. The goal happened below the goal, face-off dots. Can't blame Jack Campbell on those. But the reason why he gets pulled is so Jay Woodcroft shows his team, you know what? You guys did this. Jack didn't do this. It was you guys. Now he's on the hook for your guys' poor performance, and now your backup goaltender has to go in there cold. Just hockey. But in the same breath, every time Stuart Skinner has come into a game, he has been fantastic. He has one shutout in his career. He has a career save percentage of 9.15 and a career goals against of 2.63. If the Edmonton Oilers are able to keep any team to two goals against in any game, they're going to win that game. The Edmonton Oilers' issue isn't scoring goals, it's preventing them. And if they can prevent the other team from scoring more than two goals, the Edmonton Oilers are going to have a big chance. So, do you trust Stuart Skinner in the case that the powers then shift and Stuart Skinner becomes the... When do you start to think that is the real way to go? Obviously, I wouldn't say three games in is the time to do it. Way when it's the case, right? Stuart Skinner has been the man for the Edmonton Oilers, at least the man in waiting, the last couple of years. He's been around the system. He knows what the Edmonton Oilers organization is. When do you start going, he's right. Now, what do you do? I want you to let me know. Do you go 1A, 1B with Skinner and Campbell and get the most out of both of them? Do you just go with the hot hand, whoever's playing better you go with? What do you do? Who would you go with down the stretch? What would you do if you were the coach of the Edmonton Oilers? The goaltending Oilers. I want to know. Me personally, I still stick with Jack Campbell and let marinate, and as the season goes, work him in more. But you never know. Again, hockey is hockey. You get so many different situations at all times. But once again, the Edmonton Oilers play the Buffalo Sabres tonight with Stuart Skinner starting in the crease, but the Edmonton Oilers need to do a couple of things to really improve on their season and start this season on the right foot. What are they? Well, we will talk about that in just a second, but first, I want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Game NHL. Every moment, every top performance, every result. Locked On Game to Game covers every game from across the NHL with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NHL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you find your podcasts. As we head into, as I move the microphone all over the place, the three things that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on over the next couple of games to really get their footing under themselves to start the season. It has been an interesting, tumultuous start for the Oilers. The first thing that the Edmonton Oilers need to do to really improve on over the next couple of games is score the first goal of the game, please. For the love of God, please. The Edmonton Oilers haven't scored the first goal of a game since Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Before then, Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Before then, Game 7 of the first round of the playoffs against the Los Angeles Kings. The Edmonton Oilers have scored the first goal 2 times. Over their last 11 games. We don't count preseason. That needs to change. As Evander Kane has said, the Edmonton Oilers haven't been able to find their footing in most of these games because A, they've allowed the first goal in all of them, but B, they have also been shorthanded or been on the power play to start those games. So you haven't been able to get everybody out on the ice for first shift. You haven't really been able to get into the flow of a game. The Edmonton Oilers need, if they can't get into their game plan, to score that first goal. Not going to get it. The second thing the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on over the next couple of games is minimizing the shot attempts against. The Edmonton Oilers have been outshot in every game they have played so far this year, both games they have played so far this year. Against the Calgary Flames, they were outshot 42-29, 13 more shots against for the Calgary Flames over the Edmonton Oilers. And then against the Vancouver Canucks, 36-25, they were outshot by 11 shots. The Edmonton Oilers have outshot their opponent in 1 of 6 periods. They have been outshot in 5 of 6 periods so far this season. The only period they have outshot their opponent in is the third period of the first game of the season. The Edmonton Oilers need to keep those shots from the outside and that really especially out of that whole home plate area, if you know what I'm talking about, the most dangerous area for goals in hockey. The Edmonton Oilers need to keep those shots out of that area. And you see, the Edmonton Oilers' biggest area of concern right now is below the faceoff dots. And those are where the most difficult shots come from. The Edmonton Oilers also need to shoot more. They haven't had more than 30 shots on goal against the other team yet this season. That's going to help with the shot differential, but it's also going to really, really force the other team to make saves and means that the puck isn't in the Edmonton Oilers' end. Positives on both ends. Now, the third thing that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on this season over the next couple of games, to really get their feet under them here, is being difficult to play against in their own zone. The Edmonton Oilers have recalled Marcus Niemelainen, and which will help with that. And yes, the Edmonton Oilers have outhit the other team in both of their games that they've played so far, but doesn't mean they have been physically difficult to play against. Again, the biggest issue for the Edmonton Oilers is below those face-off dots. The Edmonton Oilers need to be physical in their own end below those face-off dots, and then the cycle will not continue. They kill the cycle of the other team. They are obviously physical and makes it difficult to play against them. That really, really changes the way a team approaches you if they know you are going to be physical, especially the best players of the other team. They're not going to want to go in those corners with you. That means you're naturally going to win battles. Marcus Niemelainen's on the way up, so he's going to help that. But Darnell Nurse needs to do it more consistently and needs to do it the proper way. He can't be going to the penalty box. Can't be taking himself out of position. Same as Cody Ceci. He's a big body. He knows he's a big body, but he needs to be more imposing with his body as well. You know Evan Bouchard and Tyson Barrie aren't going to do that. And yes, Brett Kulak can do it, but he's more of an articulate defenseman. He's not going to take himself out of position just to throw a hit. Also, forwards like Warren Fogle, Dylan Holloway need to step up in that way. But in Dylan Holloway's case, he can't take himself out of position either. That's a learning curve for him, trying to figure out how to be physical, but also being effective in his own end as well. And yes, Puljujärvi, who stands 6'4", 6'5". Everybody knows how big he is, but a lot of people don't realize that he is also rather physically imposing. 5 hits in the first game of the season. He needs to keep that going throughout the year for the Edmonton Oilers to have success in all situations of the game. So, the three things that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on to really get their feet under them to start this season. The first one is score the first goal of the game. Please score the first goal of the game. The second thing is minimize the amount of shot attempts against. And the third thing is be difficult to play against in their own end. The Edmonton Oilers and the Buffalo Sabres go up against each other tonight at Rogers Place at 7 p.m. By the time you're watching this or listening to this, the game's probably over. But either way, those are the three things that they need to do, not only tonight, but over the stretch of the next couple of games. But, like I said, Stuart Skinner gets the start tonight. Big game for the Oilers. Kind of a big game for the Oilers. Either way, hopefully at the end of it, we can all play La Bamba, baby.